A new drought policy, an overdue review of how farm levies are spent, and a plan to make rural communities attractive places to live. These have all been flagged as part of the Labor Party's priorities in a new discussion paper about Australia's $18 billion red meat sector. The opposition has already committed to phasing out the live export of sheep and to cut emissions, carbon emissions, by 45% by 2030 if it forms government. Now, its would-be Agriculture Minister Joel Fitzgibbon says the industry's biggest issue is access to workers.
The red meat sector will always be reliant upon some foreign labour, but in recent years that has become too prominent. And of course, as a consequence of that, we've seen incidents in some sectors, not necessarily red meat, but certainly exploitation of workers. And surely all of us want to, you know, on every occasion, do everything we can do to ensure that the Australians, young Australians in particular in regional areas, have the best opportunity to fill those jobs. And if we're going to successfully address that problem, it's going to take a whole-of-government approach.
Joel Fitzgibbon, you mentioned drought policy as part of this red meat strategy, saying that a drought policy should recognise that income support may still be required in times of severe drought, but there may need to be a further emphasis on the need to make it conditional upon the capacity to demonstrate ongoing farm business viability. Are you saying that possibly the farm household allowance will remain under a Labor government as long as farms can prove their viability?
Well, I think there's been a consensus now for a long time that drought welfare support can't be infinite, that it has to be time-limited and conditional. In fact, COAG agreed to that proposition right back in 2008. The problem is the current government hasn't stuck to that guidance.
But what would you do in government? Would you continue payments for drought-affected farmers?
I'd go back to the COAG process and go back to the intergovernmental agreement and start the work that should have commenced 5 years ago.
Research and development is another feature of this document. You're saying that a review of the farmer levies, the way that they are paid and the way that they are spent, is well overdue.
We have to make sure that every levy payer dollar and every taxpayer dollar is a dollar spent effectively and efficiently and gives a good return back to the grower or the producer.
You ask the questions, is too much money being spent on non-core activities? Is there too much emphasis on marketing at the expense of research? Are those things that you think?
These are all valid questions. Is there enough cross-sectoral work? Why are RDCs only spending to their taxpayer matched extent? Why is marketing as important as it is a distraction from the core work of the research bodies? I think these are all relevant and appropriate questions, and there's no harm in having them asked by an independent expert body.
How do you hope this discussion paper is used, and can we expect Labor to produce a final document before the election?
We'll take some time between now and the next election to consult further on the discussion paper, and that will give me an opportunity, if given the opportunity to serve in government, to commence the process of developing an industry plan very early on in the period of the government.
Could we expect that you would be Agriculture Minister if Labor is to form government?
Well, I'm very keen to be the Agriculture Minister, and I happen to know that Bill Shorten is very keen also for me to be the Agriculture Minister, so I think you can expect so, yes.
That was Joel Fitzgibbon speaking to Kath Sullivan. Now, the Australian Meat Industry Council Chief Executive Patrick Hutchinson has responded to this. They're after more details, but AMIC has welcomed Labor's red meat discussion as a good first step.
Pretty excited to see something actually come out from the political party.
Joel Fitzgibbon says that access to workers for the red meat industry is arguably its largest issue. Could we assume, therefore, that you've got the ear of the opposition?
I think that it's great that Joel and his team and the opposition has seen this. Once again, we've got to recognise that it's not just about farming. Whilst we do see a great deal of discussion around looking at backpackers and looking at people to pick watermelons, at the same time, we're also looking at an industry that utilises 35 to 40,000 full-time equivalents and another 100,000 through multiplier effects in the red meat processing industry alone before wholesaling, transport, and obviously our very strong and well-regarded retail independent retail butcher shops. So that's where we've got a hole, and regardless of what may occur, what we're looking at doing is getting people to recognise that investing there helps farmers. Investing in farmers not necessarily can help us as an industry, and in turn, also then impacts farmers. So it's that perspective that we've got to start getting all of industry to recognise and for all of us to work together on.
Labor has made a commitment to cut emissions quite significantly should it form government. Has there been much discussion between yourselves as the processors and Labor about how that might affect you, such a policy as that?
Not to any great detail, obviously, and I think that as an industry, gate to plate, we have made some strong positions being known, such as MLA looking to work towards our industry as carbon neutral to 2030. What we're looking for is that if Labor is going to go through with a process of emissions reduction, as they have said, the key thing for us is to see how they're actually going to invest and help with industry. And a lot of that comes down to interventions within processing to help with that, which we are investing in ourselves already, whether that be biochar to heat trapping to biogas. But the key thing for us is I also want to see either a Labor government or a coalition government, whoever wins, actually having policy on energy. That's going to be key for us as the largest energy users within rural and regional Australia. We've got to see that. And if we don't, it's then going to have an impact on our ability to trade and our ability to be efficient and effective as we need to be, which, guess what, in turn impacts farmers.